Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver, and I am joined alongside with Devin Ellington once again after a great night last night, going 3-1 as a team. Devin, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just getting more snow out here in Kansas City. Hope everyone else is out there having some fun and enjoying these picks.
Yeah, man, that's the only way we can stay warm, right? Is just keep the hot streak going. So, you know, we had a good night last night. Let's keep it going tonight. We have a huge 12-game NBA slate. We'll talk a little college basketball as well at the end of the show. Stick around. It's going to be a fun one. You ready, Devin?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, before we jump in, I just want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors at mybookie.ag. You know, the new year's come. I'm trying to make some money. I know you are too. Head over to mybookie.ag. They are the most trusted online sportsbook in the industry. You know, they have everything from Premier League to NBA. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you, like some of our listeners did last night, and parlay them into a bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y. That's TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. You know, it's really important for hoop ballers to let them know that we're sending you so we can grow together as a team here and we can have some more fun with this podcast. And even if you have another online sportsbook, don't worry about it. Throw a little bit into MyBookie. They'll do a 50% match on your deposit because you always want to shop around for the best lines, because getting the best lines is what it's all about as a handicapper. A half a point here, a half a point there in a game could go from a 4-1 night to a 3-2 night. So head over to mybookie.ag, enter the promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Get your extra cash from them. Let's bet, let's win, and let's get paid. All right, Devin, happy hump day. Let's jump right in. Last night we had some good picks. The only one that we both liked together lost, which I think I mentioned on the podcast. I said, if we both like it, can't be a good thing, right? So
Correct. In
true fashion, Butler gets an absolute smacking last night from Villanova on the road. It wasn't our fault, though, guys. I mean, I'll take a little credit for the loss here, but we did lose a key player early on in that game to a knee injury, it looks like. Also, the refs really did not help us at all. I was watching that game, and I thought there were so many foul calls that they let go that Butler did not get down low. And on the contrary, Villanova got those calls on the opposite end of the floor. I don't know about you, but that's what I saw, Devin. What did you see last night in the game?
Yeah, you know, the second half was pretty frustrating. Villanova was already in the bonus within, you know, 11 minutes left of the game. And I think the refs just kind of had their whistle stuck in their throat or something. But, you know, it is what it is. Butler kind of had a tiny little run to get within three. And I thought, you know, all right, this is good. This is where we need to be. And then Villanova just, you know, hit their threes. I was worried that if they were going to be able to hit their threes, they were going to be able to pull away from Butler. But Butler defends the perimeter really well. And the guy that they lost, one of their key guys, I think he is one of their best perimeter defenders. So it definitely hurt once he went out. So I was a little worried about that. I was hopeful he would come back, but it turns out he did not.
Right. And our other bets that won last night in cash for the 3-1 night, Wichita State -4.5 or -5. It didn't matter. They got the cover there. Akron, wire-to-wire cover. That was a blowout winner. Easy game for Devin. Good call, Devin, there. I'm glad I tailed that one. And the final game, which I gave out as well, Duke -18, -18.5. It didn't matter. It was never close. Duke with a 30-point victory last night. Let's jump in to the 12-game slate that we have here in the NBA. Devin, why don't you lead us off and let us know what the first game is.
First game at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we got the Oklahoma City Thunder tipping off against Orlando down in the Sunshine State. And that line is set up. Well, it's already moved, like we were talking off air. It was 1.5 in favor of Orlando, and now it's only a half-point game plus a half-point for Oklahoma City. The total set at 209.5. So we already see where the shopping is going to be taking place. I did really like Oklahoma City getting 1.5 up until, you know, it went to a half point. So I was hoping it was going to stay around there so I could get, you know, 1.5 or 2. But if I'm picking a side on this one, I'm still very much so on the Thunder side. They're the best team against the spread in the NBA. Granted, Steven Adams is questionable and Nerlens Noel right now, so that's something to keep an eye on. I think once one of those guys get rolled in or out, this line will adjust again. Orlando, no new injuries, you know, just the guys they have out for long amounts of time. But this Thunder team, they just, with that trio of guard play and the coaching staff they have in play there, they are just playing some really good ball right now. Ended up beating Houston like we talked about yesterday in that fourth quarter comeback. So they have Moxie. You know, they have a perfect blend of young guys and veterans, in my opinion. And they are 11-3 against the spread in their last 14 games. So that's just something that's remarkable in itself. What say you about this game?
Well, you know, I do like Oklahoma City. I was on them the other day to cover against the Rockets, as we talked about. However, I think this game might be a little bit of a trip up spot for the Thunder. You know, it's still early here on the West Coast, 7:30 a.m. we're recording. So just want to point that out. Stay in touch with us on Twitter. You can follow Devin at DALE007. You can follow myself at Ira Silver Magic. That's Ira Silver Magic. And you can follow our gaming Twitter is at Hoopball Gaming. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Hoopball presentation, hoop-ball.com. Lots of great content out over there. Go check it out. But I think this is a little bit of a trip-up spot for the Thunder, especially if Steven Adams doesn't play. It's going to be tough for them to guard Vucevic down low. As we know, Aaron Gordon looks like he's finally getting back together there. Fournier, if the Magic are all healthy and the Thunder are without Steven Adams or New Orleans Nels or both, I think it could pose some problems here. I'm not sure which way I lean yet, but my first instinct is to go with the Magic here. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, no, it's they're not doing too shabby against the spread lately either. So it's not a terrible pick either way. Capable defense on the Orlando side. You know, I like the underplay on this one a lot. 209.5 is not that many points. But the last time these two teams played, they didn't even put 200 on the board. And away from Oklahoma City, on the road, the Thunder are 8-13 to the under. And at home, the Magic are 6-14-1 to the under. So pretty big trend there. And if I'm going to jump on something without reluctance, it's going to probably be the under bet.
Yeah, you know, that actually seems like a pretty appealing bet as well based on the splits, right? The home away splits for both teams on the over under. That's an interesting angle there. This is why we keep Devin around, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for pointing that one out for us. Yeah, but under or Magic or both. We'll update you on the Twitter, so stay tuned a little later for that. What's the second game on the board here?
So we have the 76ers going slightly north up to the Toronto Raptors, and it is going to be a +6.5 line for Philadelphia and 217.5 set for the total. I hate to say it, but right away, I like Philadelphia getting the points. It's a lot of points, and Toronto's playing really great right now, but I think you see Philadelphia starting to pick it up a little bit right now as well. No real devastating injuries other than Embiid being out, which they've had some time to adjust with him being out recently. You know, one thing that is a deterrent, you know, a lot of handicappers, they can hand out, you know, against the spread trends and, you know, stats and numbers that back their pick. But, you know, it's always good to give some insight on the contrary. So Philadelphia is 1-5 against the spread in their last six games on the road. And sometimes I like to take some of these numbers that aren't exactly in favor of what my gut's telling me or what the numbers are telling me, just for the fact that those got to even out and round out eventually somewhere. And I think it's a key game for Philadelphia. They realize that. And I feel like that they'll be able to keep it close. And I believe that they could even have a shot at winning this game outright. I know Toronto's hard to beat at home. But, you know, Philadelphia's playing pretty decent right now. And I hate saying it because it gives me the heebie-jeebies betting on or against the Sixers because it's burned me. But slight lean the Philly getting the points.
Wow. Okay. Didn't expect that one. That's a first game of a doubleheader on ESPN. So I'll definitely be watching that one, and I'll definitely be watching the second game as well, because we all know Zion is going to be making his NBA season debut. I don't know if you want to jump into that game, or we got a couple games before that.
No, let's do that one and get some Zion excitement taken care of on that.
Oh, so, yeah. By the way, before we jump into that game, just want to ask you, I know Dan at Hoopball doesn't believe in the Boban. What do you think about Boban now that looks like Dwight Powell's going to miss the remainder of the season?
Yeah, so I really like Maxi Kleba. I used him, not to turn it into a fantasy show, but I traded for Porzingis, and he just now came back for me, and I used Kleba as a stopgap, and it worked just fine. So I'm excited to see what Porzingis and Kleba look like side by side playing together. I think it'll be nice. Boban's just kind of like a stand close to the hoop, grab the ball kind of guy. I could see him getting upwards of maybe 18 minutes, 20 minutes. But the Mavs are on the market to get a big man who can put at least 15 points up a night. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope they do. I really hope they do, because I got that futures ticket on them at 100-1. So
right. Yes.
Sorry about going off track there. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that while it was in my head. Let's jump into the Pelicans game. Zion making his season debut here. Pelicans are -3.5 at home against the old-legged San Antonio Spurs and Greg Popovich. The over-under is 237.5. Second game of a back-to-back on ESPN. Any injury news on this one, Devin?
A lot of guys that are probable. Rudy Gay, he was upgraded to probable with an illness, so nothing hampering as far as a physical injury. JJ Redick is probable, and Drew Holiday is probable as well. I'm not sure why they're on the injury report. They played their last game or two, if I remember right. Derek Favors, Jahlil Okafor, and Josh Hart are all questionable. I don't think Derek Favors is going to play. His health has just been not so great this year. When he plays, it's great. And when he plays, the Pelicans have a resounding record. It's just completely lopsided and to the wind side. So definitely want to keep an eye on some of these guys, make sure that they're going to play before making a decision. This Pelicans team is playing so good right now, and I'm not sure what Zion's going to do to their chi and their flow and as far as how they're performing lately. It's hard for me to figure this game out right now. I think I'm going to need to ponder on it a little bit. San Antonio's not that great against the spread, but in their last nine games, they're 6-3, so they're starting to figure it out a little bit. But, you know, dating back 20 games, I know this is a large sample size, and a lot of the players aren't involved anymore, but 6-14 against the spread in their last 20 games against the Pelicans. It's a divisional game, so they're a pretty familiar foe. And New Orleans is 8-1 against the spread in their last nine. So it's, I'm 9-1 in their last 10 against San Antonio at home. So if I had to pick a side, probably New Orleans, but Zion returning is just a little bit shaky for me. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I love the analysis. Take some time to think about it. Maybe send out a tweet a little later today. But first glance, first thought, I'm obviously have to still do some research here and dig into the model a little bit. But, you know, we all know that I've been backing and supporting the Pelicans over the last couple weeks. I've made some good money off of them. I've had them pretty much in almost every spot over the last couple weeks. So it's been pretty good to me. But now here as a home favorite, -3.5 against the Spurs, with a returning superstar, quote unquote, making his season debut. It inclines me to just go with my rule, fade mm-hmm. the team with the return of the superstar. I know he's not really a superstar, but he's going to get some run tonight. He's going to be he's a very hyped player. I think give me the Spurs here, but again, I'm not too sure on this game. Again, like you said, I need to ponder it a little bit as well. So stay tuned for a couple tweets. I might change my opinion later on in the day due to injury news as well. But I think I like the Spurs here +3.5. If we can get to 4, that would be a good number as well. And the over-under of 237.5, I kind of like. We both know that these two teams have been playing pretty well and pretty fast-paced and knocking down threes and not playing too much defense. So over looks like an interesting play. But again, we got to wait for a little update on the injury news as well on that one.
Yeah. I like that that take from you also. It's patience is sometimes the best due diligence.
Exactly. So next game on the slate, what do we got?
So we have Sacramento going all the way over to Detroit, and it is a 1-point spread. Sacramento's getting the +1. You know, I don't think we need to spend too much time on this game. It's probably not anything of much interest. Detroit did move out of the basement in the NBA for worst team against the spread. Portland took that from them. So, you know, Sacramento's looking like they're going to get Bazemore in after being traded. Belitz is probable. Detroit is looking like they'll probably be without Reggie Jackson again. He just cannot stay healthy. Andre Drummond is also hitting with a questionable tag. He took an elbow to the mouth the other night and lost a tooth.
Ouch.
So if he doesn't play, obviously I'm going to take the points with Sacramento. But this is probably a stay-away game for me, so I'm not going to dig into it too much. Sacramento is better on the road against the spread, and, well, Detroit's just terrible against the spread in general.
Yeah, I think I have the Sacramento Kings in this one. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but it's just, again, it goes back to the same point I've been making for the last few days here on the show is, Detroit is just Detroit. They're a mess, right? Both from an organizational standpoint and a player standpoint. Injuries, just don't like the coach as well. So I'm going to go with the Sacramento Kings here. I've been backing them for quite some time as well here on the pod. So I'm just going to stick with the hot hand. I'm going to stick with the Kings. I know they're traveling to Detroit. Not easy travel. I'm going to take Sacramento here in this spot.
Probably the better side, in my opinion. All right, so we have Los Angeles taking on the Hawks, and the Clippers, that is. So the Clippers go into Atlanta, and they are favored to win by 4 with a total set at 233. I like this one. I do. I like this one, even though Pat Bev's going to be out. I think what you're seeing in this spread is the fact – oh, well, hold on. Let me retract my statement. I should have checked injuries first. It's saying that Kawhi is doubtful for this game with rest. So they're going to be out without Paul George, without Kawhi, and without Pat Bev. So
Paul George has already been ruled out?
Yes. So I was going to make the point that you saw Atlanta's comeback against Toronto. So you're getting a little bit of a diluted, saturated, you know, kind of line for Atlanta. But I was not aware of Kawhi resting this game. So with that being said, I think that turns it into a punt game for me. I'm going to take the high road. You just never know with this Atlanta team. And the Clippers have had some success against spread against Atlanta recently in their last seven. They're 5-2. But this rest thing with Kawhi, losing their starting point guard, it's just not something that, you know, this is a game I could see the Clippers still winning by 20. And then it's a game I can see them eking out a 4 or 3 point win and maybe even losing. So I'm going to have to stay away from this one now, knowing that Kawhi's out. Does not make me feel too good about it either way.
Yeah, this is a stay away game for me as well. If you watched the game last night, LA Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas, it was a entertaining one for sure. Luka, fantastic player. Kawhi was unstoppable last night, and it was just remarkable to watch. You know, as I tweeted out yesterday, I think that it would have been a good spot to get a team in that game in a live line or a second half line if there was a if one team took a big lead in that game. I ended up taking the Dallas Mavericks in the second half -5 when they were down 11 at halftime, made a little bit of run, got me the second half cover. So that added to my nice little nightly, you know, tally there with the, I went from 3-1 to 4-1 with that pick. So I enjoyed that one. And I just think it's a tough spot for the Clippers, especially without Kawhi back to back going to Atlanta from Dallas. I think Atlanta has a chance to win this game here without Kawhi in there. But I do like LA's rotation even without Kawhi and Paul George. So it's going to be a tough one. I can't say it'll be a fun one to watch, but I'll probably just look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game and see what happened.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. Well, moving on from one Los Angeles team to the next, the Lakers are going to be in the Big Apple taking on New York. And this LeBron in the Garden kind of game. And, you know, Spike Lee's going to be there. It's going to be an interesting matchup. The spread is set at 11 in favor of the Lakers and a over-under of 223. Right off the bat, it looks like Rondo's probable. He's still got that little bit of finger issue. Anthony Davis is probable. Marcus Morris for the Knicks and Dennis Smith Jr. are both questionable. So I would, you know, keep an eye on that. Marcus Morris has actually been pretty good for the Knicks this year. So I, at first glance, I like this number in favor of the Lakers because of that blowout loss against the Celtics. One thing I always have sympathy for is the team that has to play an elite top contending team in the league after they lose the way they did, because you know they're going to get right. This is a get right game. You know, it's just a different focus point. And LeBron probably is going to get these guys, you know, back in check, you know, let them know that the way they played is not acceptable. And he's accountable on himself also. So it's I kind of feel sorry for the Knicks in this one. I think this is, could probably elevate up to a 15, maybe 20 point win for the Lakers. The Lakers are 5-2 in their last seven against the spread, and on the road they're a little above 500 at 12-10. The over/under, I really like a play on it in this one also. The Knicks at home are 7-14 to the under, and on the year, 18-25-1. The Lakers are just a shade under 500 at 21-22 to the under. I could see the Lakers defense really, really stifling New York in this one and not letting them do a whole lot. So I like the under and I like the Lakers. Not official plays quite yet, but that's the side that I do like.
Yeah, so we have a difference of opinion here. I like the Knicks, maybe pre-flop here, not an official play as well for me. I might look to take the Knicks in game at +15, +15.5 if you can get that number, if the Lakers jump out to an early lead. That's kind of how I like to play this one here. Knicks maybe in game +15-ish, and hopefully the Lakers will win by about, you know, right around that opening line here. So yeah, that's my analysis on that game. Not too in depth, but I do like betting the Knicks live there.
Yeah. That's a good strategy. You are good at that live betting.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to take advantage of a number that the bookmakers put out, you know, not taking into account that, you know, certain teams are better in the second half and certain teams make a nice little run, and, you know, the Lakers maybe take their foot off the pedal. So We'll see how it develops, but yeah, I'm looking to play a live line here. I won a few bucks on the Knicks the other day when they played in Cleveland, so I'm looking to ride that streak as well. But yeah, let's get to the next game.
All right, so we have Memphis going to Boston to take on the Celtics. This line is at 7 in favor of Boston, so Boston -7 with an over under set at 232, and. This is probably just going to be a really great game. I don't know which way to lean as far as the side or what I like in this one. Both teams kind of wash out each other's, you know, statistics as far as against the spread on the road and home. The over-under is right around, you know, even for these teams. For Memphis, they're 8-10 on the road to the under. Boston's 12-10 at home, so just a 2-point swing either way, or two-stat swing either way. Jaylen Brown is questionable. I'm not sure of how serious an ankle injury he's got going on. But lately, Memphis have been road warriors. You know, they're 6-2-1 against spread in their last 9 games. However, they are 2-5 against spread in their last 7 in Boston. Boston is a pretty good home team from what we've seen, and they are 4-2 against spread in their last 6 games. This is a neat matchup. You know, this is a up and coming Western Conference team versus an Eastern Conference team that's just kind of you know, they had a little sputter for a little bit, but now their tires are catching tread again. So I think this will be a good basketball game. I'm kind of leery to pick a side. I think I just really want to see good young talent on both sides play against each other. I want to see the West versus East. I'm always pulling for the West because that's just where my allegiance lies. I'm on that side of the country. But I think it'll probably end up being a 3 or 4 point game. I don't know which way. I'm probably going to say Boston's winning this one. It's hard for me to pick a side on this one. Didn't know if you had a different insight or an opinion on it.
Yeah, I actually really like Memphis here in this situation. You know, at first glance, again, still early here. Going to wait for some injury news, run some numbers. But I just think the spread's a little bit too high in favor of Boston in this situation. I think a little bit of recency bias with Boston coming off a huge victory against the Lakers at home, and Memphis getting blown out basically by the New Orleans Pelicans on national TV the other night. So I like Memphis in this situation if you can get 7. And I'll let you know if that's an official play for me later. But at first glance, I kind of really like Memphis with the 7 here.
Yeah. All right, so we have, moving forward, we're going to talk about the Wizards and the Heat. So Washington's on the road going to Miami. I think we both probably agree that this isn't one that we need to spend too much time on. The spread's at 10, 229.5 on the over-under. Miami at home against the spread is good. You know, they're 14-5-1. It's the Wizards. You know, there's not much to say in that regard. Miami, I want to make sure that they're healthy. Jimmy Butler is probable. Goran Dragic is probable. And Duncan Robinson has a question mark. So he's questionable at the moment. you know, this is a, it's a Miami or nothing thing kind of for me. They're obviously a 10-point better team. I could see them winning by probably 20. They are just so good defensively, especially at home. They're a well-coached team. They're a surprise in the East, and it's just kind of been a revelation. You know, in their last eight games, they're 8-0 straight up at home. And, you know, if I was going to expose a chink in the armor of the Heat, you know, they are 1-5 against the spread the last six games when playing at home against Washington. So that's, you know, one thing I will point out. But I don't think that's a deterrent too much for me. I usually try to stay away from big spreads and such in the NBA because they are professional athletes. But Miami's just way more talented, way better coached, and just way better than the Wizards are.
Yeah, absolutely. And for this one, for me, it's a no play. It's just a pass. I think the Wizards, I slight lean to the Wizards to maybe backdoor this one, maybe a slight lean to the Wizards live if you get like 18.5 or something like that. But, yeah, no real side here that I like in this game. Yeah, it's just one of those games where I don't want to touch it. It's too big of a point spread, and I'm just not confident enough in the Heat to cover that big spread, especially if Butler doesn't play. So injury news and some other things that concern me here in this situation. So just a punt game for me. Devin, before we get into the next game, I just want to shout out our sponsors one more time at mybookie.ag. You know, if NBA is not your thing, guys, even though you're listening to this podcast, they got everything from Premier League to NBA. So NHL, they got the Super Bowl coming up, tons of props, great, great customer service, fast payouts, best promotions. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on this podcast, parlay them for an even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Remember, guys, if you have another sports book, it doesn't matter. You want to put some money in MyBookie, tell the guys at MyBookie we sent you. Use the promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y. Once again, T-O-D-A-Y to activate the offer. It's important to have multiple books so you can shop around for the best lines. Once again, use our promo code today. Let's win. Let's bet. And let's get paid, guys. All right. Let's take us into the next game, Devin.
All right. So you and I spoke a little bit off air about this guy here, Denver at Houston. Denver's getting 8.5 points, and the over-under is set at 230. Now, I understand the reason why they are getting 8.5 points, but like I've banged the drum on many a times before, Houston is not good at covering big spreads. Denver is going to be without Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, and Paul Millsap, but, you know, it's something that once they got used to and they got, you know, Michael Porter Jr. in the rotation. Jeremy Grant has been filling in nicely. They've been getting some nice minutes from Torrey Craig. Will Barton's been stepping up. Houston is, you know, in their last – let me do my basic math skills here real quick. Last six games, they've got one win, and that was against Minnesota. They've lost to Oklahoma City, they've lost to Memphis, they've lost to Portland, they've lost to the Lakers, and they've lost to Oklahoma City again. This is a Denver team that plays second to last as far as pace of play goes in the league. Houston plays second fastest in the league. Like I said in the past, I really like a team making a fast team play slower because I feel as though you get more out of sorts whenever you're not able to run, you're not able to rely on your transition, your athleticism, your speed. With a fast team or a slow team playing faster, sure, it speeds them up a little bit more. They may not be able to get in as much half-court sets, but they are still athletes. You know, they're going to be able to get out and run. Transition is a part of the NBA. This is a big spread. And if I'm going to pick a side, it's going to be Denver, even with those guys out. I do also like the under. 19-24 to the under for Denver. 17-24-1 to the under for Houston. One thing I'll throw out is that Denver's 2-7 in their last 9 against Houston, and 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games playing on the road at Houston. And just on the contrarian side of this, you know, on the flip side, Houston's just as bad against the spread. You know, they're 1-6 in their last 7. It's just, you know, really bad right now for Houston. This could be looked at as a get-right game, but I don't see it being as so. They're probably going to take Denver a little less serious since they are missing so many guys. But I like Denver to maybe even win this game. They're plus 300 on the money line, so I might be sprinkling a little pizza money on that just to see if I can get some good value on the return.
Yeah, one thing I will point out, just breaking news as we're on the pod here recording 8 a.m., on the West Coast, Mason Plumlee is expected to miss 2 weeks with a foot injury.
Okay, so, that, so another guy.
Yeah, another guy there down in Denver. So that might hurt them a little bit from a rotational standpoint. So I don't know really who's going to fill in for them. You might know better since you're, you know, more of a you're more of a avid into the fantasy, you know, the deeper leagues and things like that. But yeah, I think 8.5 is just too many points here. Houston's a mess. Their team's a mess. They are not gelling well. And I like your angle with a slow-paced team to slow down a fast-paced team. So if Denver can play their style of basketball, I really think that this 8.5 number is a good number for to bet for Denver. I'll dig a little bit deeper once we get off air here. And, you know, tweet out some opinions on this game as well. But look for Denver plus 8.5 and under, and maybe sprinkle a little piece of money on the money line.
Yeah. All right, so the next one, we got Minnesota taking on the Bulls in Chicago.
Marquee and matchup of the night.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to be watching all night. So Chicago's getting a point at home against the Minnesota team who does not cover the spread. Total set at 220.5. And as far as against the spread, let me retract a little bit. Against the spread on the road, Minnesota is actually better than they are at home. So they're 12-9-1 against spread away from their home court. No injuries other than the folks that are out indefinitely that have been out for a while. So nothing that's going to really impact or nothing new. This is a definite punt game for me. I could definitely see the Bulls winning and probably winning by, like, you know, 7-10, something like that. Minnesota is just terrible right now. I think the Bulls have a bit more of a capable offense. They have more guys that can put the ball in the bucket. You know, LaVine, you got Markkanen, you've got Sato. You know, they've just got some guys, even Denzel Valentine off the bench. And, you know, they just have some guys that can score more at will than Minnesota does. Minnesota has Carl Anthony Towns and sometimes Jarrett Culver, and that's about it. So it's a stay-away game for me. You know, it's not anything that gives me a little bit of warmth and comfort on either side or at any angle. So this is going to be punted, and hopefully it goes very far.
All right, give me the Chicago Bulls, buddy. All right, the Bulls, here we go. Plus one at home. I'm fading this Minnesota team once again. I just don't think that they're right. I've been watching their games. I was joking about being the marquee matchup of the night, but I am serious here. I like the Bulls at home getting 1 point. Minnesota may be good against the spread at home, but if you look at it in close games, they're actually straight up on the road 9-13. So a little bit of a twist to that narrative there.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bulls at home, playing in front of their home team. They got a lot more scorers. They have the ability to put the biscuit in the basket, and I'm going to go with the Bulls here, plus one at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You hyped me up a little bit. I think I'm going to tell you on that pick.
Well, listen, I'll take responsibility for it, but just first glance here, it's something that I like. I'm going to go over to mybookie.ag right now and place a wager on it. So why don't you guys tail along with me and have a little bit of fun? Don't go too crazy on it, but I just think that it's a good spot for the Chicago Bulls.
Well, Ira, I just locked mine in.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And I'll do the same as you intro the next game.
All righty. So the next game, we are going to be going out to we have the Phoenix Suns hosting the Indiana Pacers, and the Pacers are laying a point, so another one-point spread here. Phoenix getting a point at home, over-under set at 221.5. You know, let's check injuries here, but first glance at this, it's hard for me not to just go ahead and hammer and mash the one-point, you know, spread for Indiana. Looks like Aaron Holiday's questionable, but, you know, Phoenix is going to be without Aaron Baines. Cam Johnson is still questionable, which he's their stretch four. He can shoot the three really well. Yeah, Phoenix is pretty terrible at home. They're 9-15 straight up. 23-8 record for Indiana as a favorite. Against the spread, they're 23-19-2. And 12-10 on the road against the spread. I really don't want to dig into this too much because I don't want to find things to help me overthink it. But, you know, just looking at some basic metrics here, Indiana -1, very easy for me. 5-0 against spread in their last five against Phoenix. So it's and they're 4-1 in their last five on the road against the spread. It's just not much to say on it from my angle. I like the Pacers -1 here.
Yeah, I have the Pacers here. They're one of my favorite teams this year. You know, they're 4-1 in their last five against the spread, and that one loss came off a back-to-back, and it was just a brutal spot for them playing in Utah the other night. I do think that Indiana's probably – my power ratings are around 12-13 for this Pacers team. Suns are around 16 or 17 here. Still playing around with a little bit of the numbers this morning. But, I think I'm going to be with you on this one, and it's probably a recipe for disaster, Devin. But let's go ahead and lock in the Pacers -1.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we already spoke about the San Antonio and New Orleans game, so we'll just kind of skip over that one. Lastly, we have the Golden State Warriors hosting the Utah Jazz, and that is at a spread of -8 for Utah, 217.5 on the over-under. It's weird to say, but being the Warriors involved here, we probably aren't going to talk too much about this game. You know, the list for Golden State on who's going to be out is obviously lengthy. Draymond Green is upgraded to probable after his illness, quote-unquote. I'm thinking it's like a tank illness, tank flu or something.
Oh, yeah.
But this, I think it's a stay-away game for me. No matter how good Utah's been lately and how they've done against the spread as of late, 6-1 in their last seven. Golden State's actually 5-2 in their last seven against the spread. I don't like this game. I don't like the styles that are clashing here, the lack of players. It's just you don't know how serious Utah is going to take Golden State and if there's going to be a backdoor cover or not. It could be a backdoor cover game or it could be a complete 25-point blowout for Utah. So this is a punt for me as well. I don't want to touch anything on it.
Yeah, I'm on the same side here. It's one of those games I could see Golden State winning, and it's a game that I could see Utah winning by 30. So no real opinion here. That might change later in the day. Again, sorry I keep prefacing, keep saying that after every game, but it's still early out here, and I'm just looking forward to watching some good basketball tonight. Have we run through every single game here?
We have, yeah, we have.
All right, why don't we talk? I know we have a little bit more time here, just a couple more minutes. Why don't we just run into a little NCAA action? I know we both are fans of the sport. I might give out a hockey pick, just pulling up the schedule here, seeing if there's any games on tonight that I like. And we'll wrap up the show. So why don't you give us some NCAA action here? What do you like here tonight?
All right. So my first game that I really, really like, and I just love watching basketball from this conference, I've got another A-10 matchup. I got the LaSalle Explorers taking on the Richmond Spiders. Richmond's favored by 9. They're at home. And I like them to cover this spread. They are 8-1 at home. Against the spread, they're 10-8. And at home, they're 5-4 against the spread. So nothing too crazy as far as heavy lean on that. But, you know, as far as what I've seen from Richmond and LaSalle this year, Richmond is just a little bit better coach. They take a lot more smarter shots, shoot about 47% on the year, 46.49. The rebounding is going to be very, very close. Steals are even. And I believe that it's going to be a game of second halves, and Richmond is going to be able to get their defense locked in. They're significantly better at the free throw line. They're a physical team. They take a lot more free throw attempts. So between their higher field goal percentage, their smarter shot selection, and their free throw attempts and their free throw makes, I think that's going to make a huge, huge difference right there. You know, they also hold teams to just right around 41% on the field goal percentage, which is, you know, 1.5% less than what LaSalle is normally used to doing on the field goal percentage side. And they are a very good defensive team as far as the perimeter. They only allow about 30%, right around 29-30% of three-pointers to go in. So give me Richmond minus 9. I might look for a little public buyback, see if LaSalle gets some love. And then if I can get that down to, you know, 8.5, 8, 7.5, like that's even more gusto for me. So.
Well, we're doing it again, aren't we?
Are you agreeing with me?
We're doing it again, Devin. This might be the way that we can just fade games here, but for all the reasons you had mentioned, great analysis, great breakdown on the game. It is actually my number one play on the day. Richmond minus 9. My numbers are skewed in favor of Richmond by another, you know, touchdown basically. So I don't have too much faith in this LaSalle team, especially on the road. So I hope that we can finally bounce back here on a double-sided pick and get the victory.
We'll see how it goes. You know, we have a good chance with this one. Richmond, I've enjoyed watching them this year so far. I hope they get into the tournament. Right now, they're, I think, a bubble team, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, perfect. Any other games that you like here?
Just real short, you know. I do like Syracuse getting 4.5 against Notre Dame. Not going to dig into it too much, but Syracuse is starting to pick up a little steam, which is it's hard to do in that conference they play in. But, Notre Dame has been faltering all year. They're just getting worse in their last few games. So it's hard to count Jim Boeheim out. He's one of my favorite coaches, so I have a little bit of bias on that. I see Syracuse maybe even winning this game by a point or two. So give me Syracuse with the 4.5.
Great. And I'm not going to dig too much into this game, but I will give out one more play here, college basketball. I like Western Carolina on the road at Mercer. Western Carolina is 12-5, Mercer 8-11, playing at home in Mercer. Mercer's a 2-point favorite in this game. I like Western Carolina here. I think this number's way off. I think Western Carolina is the better team. I've actually watched a couple games of Western Carolina. I'm quite impressed with their play. Give me Western Carolina plus 2.
Yeah, I like that pick. I was actually eyeballing that one as well. So, yeah, no, I love that one. Nice smaller schools. Keeps it interesting. Gives you something else to watch, a little different dynamic as far as what you typically would watch on NCAA slate.
Yeah, I like these non-major conferences. I think there's a lot of value here sometimes in these situations. So, yeah, Western Carolina, give me them. And let's go. In terms of hockey here, I'm only seeing two games here on the slate, kind of, you know, right before the All-Star break. So it's kind of sad for me because I love hockey and it's been a little bit slow the last few days. Two games tonight on the card, Columbus Blue Jackets, $1.90 favorite at home against the Winnipeg Jets, and the Minnesota Wild, a $2.90 favorite at home against the Red Wings. If I were to do anything, I'd throw a little pizza money on a parlay. I would parlay the Minnesota Wild puck line, -1.5, -110. So they have to win in regulation by more than 1.5, so 2 goals, basically. And Winnipeg Jets, I think it's just a little bit of a value spot here in terms of pricing. So I'll take them to win the game at +165. So why don't we do a little pizza parlay? Winnipeg Jets +165, Minnesota Wild to win in regulation -1.5, -110. So that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, I agree. I actually watched a little bit of hockey last night, so I think I'm starting to get more of that itch.
Yeah, it's a great sport. It's fun to bet, fun to watch. It's kind of like soccer, you know. I mean, it's more interesting and more fun than soccer because it's more fast paced and it's a smaller, obviously, playing field with the ice. But just a fun little sweat. You know, and there's always a sweat when a team has the puck in the offensive zone. So you always need a fade or try to catch a goal. So, yeah, I just love hockey. Big fan of the sport, and I wish more people were. But I think there's a lot of opportunities to make some money in NHL betting. So, with that being said, Devin, I think that wraps it up for tonight's card. What do you think? Any final thoughts or comments?
No, I just wanted to say thanks to all the listeners and the followers on Twitter. We've grown this thing so rapidly, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without you guys. And it's just been baffling, exhilarating. It's been great. This is an exciting thing. I know Ira loves it. I love it. This is wonderful, and I just wanted to say thanks to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really appreciate it. We love the feedback. We love the comments. We love the questions on Twitter. So keep firing at us. Once again, I am Ira Silver at Ira Silver Magic. I am joined today with my buddy and co-host, Devin Ellington. He's on Twitter at DALE007. And be sure to follow us on Twitter with our podcast handle at Hoop Ball Gaming. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to us, and we are a Hoop Ball presentation, hoop-ball.com. Make sure you go check it out. Lots of great content on the site. Devin, I will see you next time, and I can't wait to record with you again, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we'll see you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back on here with Neil. All right, I'll talk to you. Good luck to us tonight in the action.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save.